Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام يا ابن آدم ما كسبت فوق قوتك فأنت فيه خازن لغيرك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, whatever you earn beyond your basic needs, you will only keep vigil over it for others.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, dear listeners, one of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is the fact that Imam Ali's personality, while it created enmities among the people who were the enemies of Allah and the enemies of truth and justice, Imam Ali alayhi salam's personality had a power of attraction which attracted people of the best kind from all levels of society. And not only did Imam Ali's personality attract a broad range of human society, but it was also not limited to only one or two centuries. It is interesting, but even after the passing of over 1,000 years, the personality and the behaviors and the manners and the sunnah of Imam Ali alayhi salam are still very much alive today. And even today, the sayings of Imam Ali, again, the behaviors and the manners and the personality and the aura of Imam Ali alayhi salam makes an impact on people all across the world. It has truly continued and extended throughout time. It is as if it is timeless. It is a fact that the persona of Imam Ali lights up the pages throughout the centuries and throughout the ages. It has reached the depths and profoundness of hearts and souls in such a way that even after hundreds of years, even after countless centuries, when he is remembered and his moral virtues are heard of, tears of love and longing are shed for him, and the memory of his misfortunes is awakened to the extent that even the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt and the enemies of humanity are deeply affected and their tears begin to flow. This is one of the most powerful of attractive forces, the force and the personality of Imam Ali.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي
فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
When we talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, the question is, how do we tackle the topic of Imam Ali alayhi salam? It is very difficult in itself because of the great personality that he was. And when we look at the fada'il or that which has been said about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that we are at a lack of or a loss of words. For example, we get a tradition reported from Imam Radha alayhi salam where he says, no one can complete their faith. That means faith is incomplete unless they give the same respect to the last of us as they do to the first of us, to the imams. You can't say that one imam is more hujja than another imam. He says faith is incomplete unless you give each one of us our due respect as being the authority of Allah, as being the proof of Allah, and as being the ones who decipher that which is halal and haram. But he says, however, the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam are on a different level than us. This is from Imam Radha alayhi salam, where he says the fada'il that is deserved or deserving to these two great personalities is different than the fada'il that we have. And when we look at the ahadith, we clearly understand that Imam Ali alayhi salam is in a position where there is nobody with him. Yeah? Except, of course, the Prophet is greater than him. We get a tradition, for example, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, afzalu khalqillah ghayri. He says, Ali ibn Abi Talib is the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after me, he says. The best creation. This is coming from the best of the creations. And he says, Wal Hasanu wal Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. We know this. That Hassan and Hussein are the Sayyids, the kings of the princes of Jannah. But what he says, Wa abuhuma khayrum minhuma. What their father is better than them, he says. Now this is a pretty big honor. Now it clearly defines for us that even within the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, there is a hierarchy, you can say. That, of course, the first is the Prophet. You know, there's one rule that we always have to understand. And if we understand this rule, then our aqaid becomes easier. We find so many ahadith which describe the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying he's the best at this, and the best at that, and the best at this. But he himself says, أنا عبد من عباد الرسول. I am a servant from the servants of Rasulullah.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Madar Jaan Girami Fidae Naam Ali
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.